sometimes I believe you don't always have to do problem prevention. Actually letting the problem happen and then solving it as it happens helps you to gain visibility and helps you to understand the magnitude of the problem.
Cool. Welcome, Lorraine, to the 7-Minute Product Master Series podcast. Let's get right into it. Question number one. Give me a brief definition of product management.
So I define product management as the process of guiding a product from ideation to implementation, with the key focus being solving end user problems. Not the end user is not always a customer. Your end user can also be someone in your business team or someone even in the board member. So that's my definition of product management.
So thank you for that. Next question is, what's the biggest product mistake you've ever made and what did you learn?
So at the time, I created a solution that without actually doing customer research first. And what happened is the solution I created did not solve the problem I hoped it would solve. So what happened is I ended up wasting a lot of time, a lot of resources in terms of engineering, creating the solution. And what I learned is always do your customer research, even if it means going to the field, even for a whole day, just getting your hands dirty and getting beat up by the sun. It really, really helps. And it also helps you to understand who your customer is and put yourself in their shoes.
Yeah, that's really crucial. Understanding conducting customer research really helps a lot in identifying the right problem. Thank you for that. Next question. So what's the one piece of common wisdom, and common wisdom is in air quotes, you disagree with and why?
This one is a bit controversial, but sometimes I believe you don't always have to do problem prevention. Actually letting the problem happen and then solving it as it happens helps you to gain visibility and helps you to understand the magnitude of the problem. A good example is, this is just a metaphorical example. So for example, you have a captain on a ship. He sails and hits an iceberg intentionally. So the boat sinks and then this guy, you know, goes ahead and saves everyone on the boat and everybody's okay. So everyone will be like, oh, what did you do? How did you do it? He'll get a lot of interviews, a lot of attention versus the captain who steers away from the iceberg and get everyone home safely. No one will really care, like, what did you do to keep the ship afloat this whole time? But this captain who actually made the problem in quotes and solved the problem gets more visibility. And so the point is, sometimes going through the problem helps you to get visibility and also helps you to understand how capable you are of solving a problem and the magnitude of a problem, because you'll never know how big a problem would be sometimes if you don't actually go through the problem.
Interesting. That is very controversial.
It is controversial.
Oh, I wonder what the audience thinks about that. Yeah, we'll get feedback on that. Thanks for that. Next question. So what's the best product management advice you ever received and why?
That would be think business outcome versus technical outcome. Sometimes as a product manager, it's very easy to think technical-wise and forget about the business outcome of the solution you're creating. And that's why user stories are actually very important, because they focus more on what the solution would do for the customer versus, you know, the technical solution. Because if I'm creating a registration page, you know, it's so easy to create a registration page with acceptance criteria, how it's supposed to work. But why am I creating that registration page? What is it going to do for the customer? So thinking business outcome really, really helps and is really key in, you know, creating a solution that actually works for the customer.
Thanks for sharing that. What's working best in your PM process right now? I'm curious.
So for me, I think having templates. I like having like a set of formula, which really helps in organization and also helps, because as a PM, when you're creating, you end up creating a lot of documentations most of the time. And a lot of people will read this documentation and you want them to understand what you're saying. So one of the ways that helps people understand is having like a set template that is easily understandable and reliable, and something that you can use continuously. It's not like today, this month I had this template, next month I have another template. Like, that consistency also helps in effective communication and just making sure whatever you're trying to drive across gets through to the person you want the point to get through to.
That makes a lot of sense. There's a lot of repetition when it comes to delivering work. So definitely creating templates helps you to reduce the amount of time starting from scratch.
Sure.
Okay, that makes sense. Thanks for that. And what's the one thing every PM should learn?
I would say the art of saying no. Because PMs, you get a lot of requests left, right, and center every day, and it can drive you crazy. So if you're the yes type of person, you're really, really going to get hurt. It's going to waste your time. You'll be stuck in loopholes. So the best way to get out of it sometimes is just saying no, because someone will wake up and decide, oh, this is a good idea, let's create it. But it does not make sense for the business at that particular time. So saying no and being assertive about it really, really helps. And it also helps your team to stay within course of like your roadmap, because it's so easy to veer from your roadmap and everything you're trying to drive across as a PM. So the art of saying no and having a few people hate you sometimes, it's okay. Like, there's nothing wrong about it. So the art of saying no is really, really important.
Well, that's the end of the episode. Thank you so much for listening, and see you next time.